This is Dakota Daybook for April 13th. We all know what a blizzard is, but we don't know where the word came from. The National Weather Service nowadays refers to a blizzard event, which means sustained wind or frequent gust greater than or equal to 35 miles per hour, accompanying falling and or blowing snow to frequently reduce visibility to less than 1/4 mile for 3 or more hours. In the past, a blizzard meant fierce storms of wind and snow that lasted more like 3 days and 3 nights rather than 3 hours. If you have ever been out and about in a real blizzard, you already know what a blizzard means. Nonetheless, let's explore the origins of the word. First of all, blizzard is an American word, but the date and circumstances of its origin are obscure. Some experts believe the word originated in North Dakota, or that a Dakota newspaper was the first to use the expression. Yet there's little evidence to support these notions. Modern consensus holds that the term blizzard appeared in print in 1870 in the Esterville, Iowa, Northwest Vindicator newspaper. But in 1906, a newspaper story on this date reported that Caroline Wells of Iowa had used the word blizzard in referring to a raging storm of 3 days' duration in the 1860s, maintaining that the word showed up in the Clay County, Iowa newspaper in 1869. Minnesota also laid claim to the word blizzard, stemming from massive snowstorms in Marshall, Minnesota in 1873. A church deacon named Seth Knowles said, "It's a blizzard," drawing from his knowledge of German terminology. He believed that a German immigrant in the middle of a terrible winter storm would say, "Der Sturm kommt blitzartig," which in English would be, "The storm comes lightning-like," reminiscent of the World War II Nazi Blitzkrieg or Lightning War. Actually, blizzard had long been a wartime word, meaning a general exchange of gunfire, or to blaze away at an enemy. And Civil War-era newspapers used the term as in, "Give them a blizzard of rifle bullets or artillery fire right in their shins," and then, "Let them have the bayonet." Whatever is actually true about the early origins of the word, North Dakotans know what a real blizzard is, having done their share in giving meaning to the word through decades of frightfully severe experience. Today's Dakota Daybook, written by Dr. Steve Hoffbeck. I'm Bill Thomas.
Dakota Daybook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.